On Thursday, November 25th, Thanksgiving Day, 1962, Miller Brothers Restaurant, then on Fayette Street at Hanover and arguably Baltimore's most popular restaurant of those years, was packed. Every table was filled, and there was a line on Fayette Street back to St. Paul. The diners, and there were a lot of them, were there to enjoy their traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and they had turkey on their mind. But Bud Klunk, the maitre d', had something else on his mind. He was counting the house. He explained, quote, "We'd serve well over 1,000 Thanksgiving dinners, all between noon and 8 o'clock when we closed. And this was in the days when there were plenty of other very popular restaurants. Hausner's, Pimlico Hotel, Carson's, Marconi's, the Chesapeake, Walsh's, Black Bottom, Marty Welsh's. But maitre d', Bud Klunk, in counting the house, was also, as he explains it, playing a lottery." He explained, "The day before Thanksgiving, the employees would have a lottery going. The person who came closest to guessing the exact number of Thanksgiving dinners we served would take the pot, and it got to be a big one. In its time, Miller Brothers Restaurant served a lot of dinners on Thanksgiving. As maitre d', I had learned to play numbers close to 1,200. 1,000, 1,197. 1,000, 1,286. He added, "You know, I worked at Miller Brothers 20-some years, since 1942. You'd think as maitre d', I'd have a good fix 1 year to the next on the number of dinners we would be serving and win that lottery. Just once. But in 20-some years, I never won." So the pop history of Baltimore shows every year from 1942 to 1963, the year Miller Brothers closed to make way for Charles Center, well over 1,000 diners every Thanksgiving, year to year, walked away from Miller Brothers with stomachs full of turkey. But not maitre d' Bud Klunk. He walked away empty-handed.